Live from CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. What do you tell people from out of town about Sacramento? Would you recommend the city as a great place to live? For those newly planted in Sacramento, how long do you plan on staying? 5 years, maybe more? From the conditions of the streets to safety, homelessness, overall quality of life, this is your chance to weigh in and let the city know what you like, what you don't like, and what needs attention. Since 2018, the city of Sacramento has been asking people who live here what they think in an annual survey, and the 2023 version just launched. Sacramento City Auditor Jorge Oseguera is here to walk us through the process, as his office is the one who administers the survey and analyzes all the data. Thanks for being here, Jorge.
Thank you for the invitation, Vicky.
So before we get into the survey, let's just get some context into what the city auditor does for the city of Sacramento, someone like yourself.
Great. Well, thank you again for the invite. In the city of Sacramento, we do have an independent auditor who reports directly to the mayor and city council. And so we are separate from management, and our purpose is to audit the city's operations and report back on opportunities to operate more efficiently or effectively, to identify opportunities to maybe increase revenues and to comply with policies, procedures, laws, and regulations. And so in essence, we independently review how the city is doing, what it does, and report back independently to the mayor and city council on how those things can be improved.
You've been with the auditor's office for more than a decade. Did you always envision you would be an auditor?
No. I think many people in this profession stumble upon this as a career, and that was definitely the case with me. I went to public policy school, received my master's in public administration, and really didn't have auditing on my radar as a career choice. But as luck would have it, I did end up identifying an opportunity to begin doing this line of work in the city of San Jose. And once I started doing it, I really grew to love it. And I've been doing it ever since. It is now 23 years in auditing. And one of the things that I really enjoy about this profession and about this line of work is that we get to identify opportunities for improvement and actually see those improvements take shape. And that can be a very rewarding challenge and experience.
Yeah, I can totally see that. Given that this survey started back in 2018, what prompted this survey? Why did it start?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I did have almost a decade of experience in the city of San Jose, and that was one of the tools that the city of San Jose used in gauging how the community perceived the level of service that they were receiving from their local government. And I thought that implementing that tool here in the city of Sacramento would also be beneficial and provide some unique insight into where the community's priorities are and where we might have opportunities for improvement that may not be obvious to us that are providing the services.
You know, given that you've had several surveys in the past from 2018 to 2022, have there been some consistent themes or topics that stand out to you about residents what they're more engaged with?
Sure. We have a very engaged community is something that definitely stands out from the survey. And as such, you know, I think this survey is a very useful tool. Themes that consistently come up as being of high priority to our community are the economy, the availability of affordable housing, and also having a community that is safe and that feels safe and that I think values public safety as a whole.
Mm. I was looking at last year's results. It's like 177 pages. It's very robust. So what goes into crafting these questions, collecting the data and analyzing it and putting it into a report of this scale?
Well, one of the reasons why I find this particular tool so useful is because you can survey a community and get results, but often it's difficult to put the results into context. And so if, for example, we're looking at the public sentiment regarding the importance of the economy, if 80% of the residents feel that, you know, emphasizing our efforts on the economy is important, what does that mean? Is that good? Is that bad? Is that kind of in line with similar communities? And without having some additional information to compare it to, it's difficult to gauge whether that's good, bad, or indifferent. This survey gives us not only the ability to get that feedback directly from our community in a way that is statistically significant and reliable, but it also gives us the ability to compare ourselves to other similar communities. And so in doing this survey, not only do we get the results for us, but the same questions are being asked of communities across the country. And we have identified for our comparison purposes, communities that are of approximately 500,000 residents to 5 million residents to compare to, so that it's more similar to the types of issues and challenges that a larger city like the city of Sacramento would have. And so not only do you get a sense of how the city feels about a particular issue, but is that similar to other communities that are like ours, or are we doing better, or maybe is that an opportunity for improvement?
The fact that, you know, the survey doesn't just exist in a vacuum, it actually produces results, and you get to see that as the auditor. Who uses this information and the results from the surveys to shape policy?
Well, that's one of the things that I think our office really emphasizes, is that our office is very transparent. The results of our reports, not only in regards to the community survey, but in regards to our audits and any other research and analysis that we do, is publicly available. And so definitely we want the public to be able to use this information, learn from it, advocate based on their areas of interest or their perceptions of where, you know, communities need improvements, and communicate with our elected officials, with our city officials on what are the things that are important to them. But obviously, not only does the public receive this information, we present this information in a public session to the mayor and city council. We provide this information to management and the entire executive team. It is publicly available. And so we have a robust discussion regarding the results of the survey, where we see, you know, some patterns that we might want to highlight. And then management can leverage that information to determine whether they feel like there are changes that they can make to maybe make improvements in a particular area where a deficiency was highlighted.
Hmm. Do you ask the same questions year over year, or do they change? Do you curate them depending on what the issues are of the time?
For the most part, the questions are consistent. That is done so that we can trend this over time. If the questions were constantly changing, then we wouldn't have that available to us as something that we could trend. But as we learn and as things change, new questions sometimes are added, or tweaks are sometimes made to the survey. And so if you are one of those individuals that's just very interested in data and you pour through this information, you'll see that there are some questions that only have, for example, two data points. And that's usually because that was a question that was new, and therefore you don't have the multiple years of data points to compare to.
So given that there is some consistency and you're now going on your sixth year of this survey, what have some major shifts or trends been? I mean, I would imagine when you think of quality of life, cost of living, you think of affordability, employment opportunities, a sense of safety. And then I think there's those more, you know, kind of, I don't know, maybe qualitative things like, you know, parks and access to the outdoors. You know, how have you seen the responses evolve over the years?
You know, it's a very good question, and one that's difficult to answer in terms of what's causing some of the changes in the patterns that we're seeing. And the obvious one that I think everyone can kind of understand is that, you know, we recently went through a pandemic. And it is unclear how that pandemic may have impacted public sentiment. But I think what's important and why we continue to do this survey is to be able to continue to track that data and that information over time to see if there are patterns that are emerging that cause us to reconsider how we provide a particular type of service. And something that I know is critically important to our city's management and to the mayor and city council is to constantly gauge and address the community's priorities. And this is one of those tools that I think the city can leverage to, with a statistical level of confidence, gauge where those priorities are. This survey also provides us the opportunity to insert some custom questions that are unique just to the city of Sacramento. And so with that ability, we have designed a series of questions that are targeted to gauge the community's level of priority when it comes to how the city utilizes its limited Measure U resources. And so I think this is now the second or third year in a row that we were asking those questions regarding specifically how the community would like us to use those resources that are generated through the Measure U. And we've been gauging that obviously for a couple of years, and it's something that we want to keep close tabs on so that if the community shifts in terms of its priorities, then the council and management can make adjustments as necessary.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Sacramento City Auditor Jorge Oseguera about the city's annual survey that is now available for residents. Okay, so when it comes to this year's survey, it just launched. You have the month of November to take part in it. What are some of the questions that you're asking?
We're asking questions about the economy, questions about quality of life, governance, obviously, the different types of services that the city provides in terms of parks, public safety, police, fire, the whole gamut. And it is useful to gather this information so that, again, we can assess where it is that the city stands in terms of the community's satisfaction with those services, and if necessary, so that we can make improvements where needed.
And this is online, correct? So there's a link that someone can click. In terms of other accessibility and potential barriers, you know, is it also in different languages?
It is in different languages. It is available in a broad range of languages, and that can be selected when you go online to fill out the survey. The survey, though, I want to distinguish there. It's actually provided in two formats. One is a paper copy that is sent by mail to a statistical sample of residents. Over 7,500 surveys went out to those individuals. It's a random sample, and it is weighted, and the results, if we get enough people to respond, is statistically significant at 95% confidence and a 4% error rate is what we've been shooting for in prior years. The open survey is not statistically significant, but we want as many people in our community to participate. And so we also simultaneously run an open survey for anyone in our community to be able to participate. And so for those that did not receive the paper version, they can go onto the city's website at www.cityofsacramento.gov. and fill out the survey themselves so that their voice can be heard. And we want as many of our community's voices to be heard in this exercise so that we get as clear of a picture of where the community stands in regards to how it feels our service is being delivered and where we might have opportunities for improvement.
And we have a link on our Insight page as well to make it easy to
Fantastic.
Just click and go. Finally, Jorge, when are the results available?
The results will be available probably in about March of 2024, and we'll be presenting that information to the mayor and city council in one of those public sessions, and it'll also be available on our website. On our website, if anyone is curious, you can also see any of the four prior community surveys that we've conducted and sort through all that information and get a sense of what types of questions you can anticipate if you do choose to participate.
Jorge, thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
It is a pleasure to have you here. Thank you for taking the time and talking to us about this important survey. Jorge Oseguera is the auditor for the City of Sacramento, and we have a link to the community survey on our Insight page. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicky Gonzalez.